Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is best practices for upgrading the firmware on an IBM WebSphere Data Power SOA appliance. Today's presenter is Robert Bunn. Robert is a senior software engineer currently assigned as a team lead for WebSphere Data Power Level 2 support. He has worked in various support roles on a wide range of products operating on IBM mainframes, personal computers, and now IBM WebSphere SOA data cloud appliances. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Robert.
Good morning. Thank you, Joseph. Thanks to everybody for joining the presentation and session this morning. On the screen, you'll see the title of the presentation with a little caveat below it. We want you to know that Rolf, Colt, and I are working on a series of presentations on upgrading your data power appliance firmware. We're going to cover different scenarios and different presentations through the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange program. Today we're going to talk about when you have a 7993-9003 model that's running a 3617, or you have a 9235-9004 running a 371 level. Other scenarios we will discuss in following presentations. So let's go to the next slide, which is the agenda. Today we're going to go through the abstract of what we're going to cover. We're going to provide a list of resources. We're going to talk about the web GUI updates. We're going to talk about what's in the books. And we're going to talk about some best practices from the IBM support team and then summarize what we went over. Let's go to slide number three. On slide number three, this presentation builds on the existing product publication and includes best practices from our support team over the course of helping IBM customers upgrade the firmware on their appliances. Again, this is one scenario for the two appliances where you have some of the newer firmware and you want to upgrade to like a 372, 373 level of firmware. Let's go to the next slide. The most important thing that I can provide to you is these two pieces of information because the presentation will age in a few weeks as we learn more and more about what our clients need to upgrade their appliances. So the product publication is an excellent source of information for the details about upgrading an appliance with lots of descriptive text around the command structure. We have a tech note we've created which is called a knowledge collection. This knowledge collection is a tech note which is a link to other tech notes based on the upgrade scenario that you want to achieve. Very important that you keep up to date with this link. After the presentation, you can access the PDF file, click on either one of these links, and it will take you to the book, and it will take you to the knowledge collection, and you can see the scenarios that we're going to cover. These scenarios will also be in WebSphere Technical Support presentations also. So let's go to slide number five. On slide number five, when you go into the web GUI, the web GUI presents a simplified view of upgrading the firmware. You upload it and you push the boot image, two steps. We found that for a successful upgrade, you need to review the information in the book because there's some precursor steps to follow, and then we also have some other information we would like to provide. So let us go to where we really go to some details on the upgrade. Let's go to page number six. Page number six, we want to encourage everybody when they do an upgrade to review the product publications and the steps in the book, which is called the Upgrade and Rollback Generation 2 Firmware Book. This describes the process that you upgrade your appliance and contains a lot of the details that we talked about earlier that will help you with your upgrade. Let's go to slide number seven. So I'm going to quickly go over what's in the book. If you go to the book, you're going to see there's an eight-step process for upgrading your appliance. You identify the current licenses so you can find a match of the firmware image on the page. And then you back up your current configuration, remove extraneous files to make room for the upgrade. Then you download your firmware image. You transfer the firmware image up to your appliance. You'll reload the firmware image, install the firmware image, and then verify the firmware image upgrade worked successfully. The best practices that we're going to provide to you is going to build upon these steps here from Chapter 1. So if we go to slide number nine, which is the next slide, we're going to talk about what we think is important for planning for the upgrade. The first thing IBM Support says is read or review the upgrade file to make sure you're aware of those steps on the preceding page. We also believe that you should take a moment and back up your configuration into a safe location off the appliance so you'll have it in the event of having to do something to the appliance if the firmware upgrade doesn't go as you expected. Another thing we recommend, especially if you're upgrading your appliance, is to make sure that your admin ID is working and that the password is okay so that you can get into the appliance and that you know that it's good. Okay? You also need another ID if your security guidelines in your company will allow it, which has a privilege role, so that if the admin ID and password is lost, you can take that admin ID password and reset it using another privileged ID and then have the ability to bring the appliance online. We want to provide this reminder to you in case something happens and you need to get into the appliance with admin authority to do something. We also recommend that the passwords for both user IDs have been recently changed and that you're aware of them and that you have them in a safe place. The other thing is that during the course of using an appliance and networks, the network configuration may or may change. You might not be aware of it depending upon how people access your appliances. We do suggest going into the CLI and using the write mem command to save the network config, and then also going into the web GUI and saving all configs. This step's a little out of sequence in the slide. You should probably do this before you back up the appliance. I just realized that. So these are some of the best practices in the prep for stage. Be prepared for the upgrade and have things in place to recover if the upgrade doesn't go as you plan. Let's go to slide number 9, please. Slide number 9 is upgrading the firmware images. If you look at the link in here, there is a link to the download wizard to upgrade your appliance with product documentation and release notes so that you can verify that you have the right model and licenses to match the firmware image on the website. Also, we believe you should go to the IBM Data Power support page and review the flashes. There's a link to flash concerning the change of the location where the downloads are. The downloads are now stored on a place called Fix Central, and there's a new methodology for getting to the newer firmware images. And once you download them, store them on your system, servers, or wherever you might place them. And in part 3, we'll talk about upgrading your firmware images after doing some preliminary steps. Let's go to slide number 10. On slide number 10, we're going to just review the steps of installing the firmware images, which basically talks about upgrading the firmware according to the book, and we are going to add one additional step, which we find seems to be very useful to our customers in making the firmware upgrades go well. So let's go to slide number 11. Slide number 11, you'll notice that you'll see the books, steps from the books listed here for each of the triangle pointers. Identify your licenses, back up the configuration, remove extraneous files, and then this new step, which you should do, which is from the control panel, reboot the system. The reason we suggest rebooting the systems before you download and transfer the firmware image to the appliance is that the reboot frees up temporary space in the appliance that's not being used for anything other than something that's happening during production runs or QA testing, and allows you a better upgrade potential due to the increased memory and storage available in the appliance. So then you go through the regular steps of downloading the firmware image, transfer the firmware image, and then reload the firmware image. So we wanted to highlight the fact that from the control panel to system control, under shutdown, choose reload firmware to reload the firmware rather than other choice. This will install the firmware image, and then you'll verify the image went okay. Let's go to slide number 12. This is a very short presentation because this, of all the cases that we have in the knowledge collection, this is the easiest upgrade case to follow. Mostly important thing is to review the steps in the book, check out the knowledge collections, and pay attention to part 1 where we talk about on the preceding slides about preparing for the firmware upgrade by making sure you have the appliance configuration backed up in a safe location off the appliance. You have a good working admin user ID that you can use and a backup user ID if your security team will allow that, so it can reset the admin user ID, and that you've done a write mem to save the network configurations, and that, of course, through the web GUI, you've done a save running config. We believe that even with the newer firmware, we wanted to reiterate the steps that we found to make this upgrade much nicer. Follow-on presentations will be in a lot more detail as some of the other upgrade steps, for example, from 360 for the 9002 and also 360 for 7993 will require a few more steps. At this point, I'd like to turn this over to Joseph, and then we can proceed to a question section so I can answer a question you might have on this short little presentation.
Thank you, Robert, for a great presentation. At this point, Teresa, we would like to open the line for questions.
Carl Cummins, you may ask your question.
I'd like to know what sort of problems have turned up with the previous upgrades.
Hi, Carl. This is Robert. It depends upon, that's kind of a general question. What we've done in this presentation here is put together a list of practices that resolve some of the problems we've seen with upgrades. For example, changes to the network setting without the right mem being done, not having access to the admin password so that the appliance could be brought back online through some command like a reinit command. Also, not freeing up temporary storage as spoke about in the book. Things like that seem to be the high-level view of some of the problems that have occurred in this specific scenario in terms of upgrading the firmware. In other venues of upgrades and in follow-on presentations, we will have some specific instructions for some of the upgrades, like a 9002 at 360. If you have specific, I'd be happy to have to answer it.
Well, I am interested in the 360 upgrade that you mentioned. I don't know if I should hold off questions till then, but I do have that scenario. So I've looked at the documentation about upgrading and don't see a specific problem with going from, say, 360 to 373 on a 9002. But that is something I'm looking at and would be looking at documentation or experience to know if there's problems with that. What kind of problems are encountered with you miss an intervening step? I notice sometimes you have to go from one to an intermediate upgrade and then to a final upgrade in order to get complete upgrade.
That's a good question. Now, the 360 upgrade is an entire presentation that's much longer than this. But I will give you a high-level view about upgrading from 360. When you're upgrading from 360 to the newer levels, there is a document we have, which is a read first document on the website. It says read first, upgrading from 360, and in that document we're putting a list of things to consider and known problems that are fixed or mitigated when you're upgrading from 360. The key thing from a 360 upgrade is that there is an intermediate firmware level that needs to be installed. You'll need to install a 361. I think the latest on the web is 14. You'll want to install 3.6.14 first and then install the newer levels. But there's, I think that presentation is on 6.17.09, but there is some information in the Read First book and also our knowledge collection that points to some upgrade stuff that we're going to go over. Our Colt's actually going to teach on 6.17.
There are no further questions at this time.
Thank you, Teresa. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.